Verehrte Damen und Herren, herzlich willkommen in Washington. Wir befinden uns wenige hundert Meter entfernt vom Weißen Haus, wo in Kürze Donald Trump seine zweite Amtszeit antreten wird. Neben mir steht eine Ihnen bekannte Persönlichkeit, Ed McMullen, Donald Trumps ehemaliger Botschafter in der Schweiz. Und in den letzten zwei Monaten hat er die Regierungsbildung nicht nur aus nächster Nähe beobachtet, sondern er war auch aktiv involviert. Ich möchte von ihm erfahren, was die Welt und die Schweiz von der neuen Regierung zu erwarten hat. Ed McMullen, it's a great pleasure to have you again.
It's good to be with you again, or as always.
Thank you. And it's a historic day.
Yes.
I mean, it's the evening before the inauguration. And it's a cold day. Maybe for our viewers, we can open the door quick. You will see.
Looks like Switzerland.
Yes, or a stormy day in Switzerland. That's why the inauguration will take place inside tomorrow. And nevertheless, you have been for 2 months, I think, involved in the formation of the government. Very closely, you were in Mar-a-Lago with the president. We would love to hear from you what the world and Switzerland can expect from this new Trump government.
Well, I don't think there's any secret. I think the president ran extremely successfully, campaigning hard to make sure that his vision of making America great again is to lift all boats, improve the economy, deal with energy issues that have really devastated our economy through this administration, the current administration, deal with immigration, which is a real issue in the United States, focus on making sure that our alliances and friends around the world understand that U.S. is back, eager to work with them and be a part of the economy.
Now, you know, in Europe, there's still a lot of people who are very skeptic. They're very anti-Trump, explicitly. There's a talk of tough tariffs. What can you tell the Europeans and the Swiss about this new administration?
I would say don't listen to the hysteria. The media has, 8 years ago when President Trump became president, tried to create the worst case scenario. And what happened? We had 4 years of amazing prosperity. The president uses tariffs to make clear free trade means free trade. If you're not going to freely trade, then there's going to be and have reciprocity on tariffs. Then there are going to be tariffs that we'll place on you. We're not going to have unilateral tariffs on the United States. The president's been adamant about opening up trade between countries and nations. So I think you're going to see a huge effort to do that. I think that's what the president did in his first term. He'll do it again in the second. Don't let people in the media and other places create this hysteria. Our opposition loves to say that this has a huge tax on the middle class. This is nonsense. We've seen when the president used tariffs last time, very sparingly, because the threat of tariffs gets people to the table to really realize we're being business. And that's how the president operates.
Now, you helped to pick many of the people in the new administrations, in the new administration. Can you tell us who we should have a close eye on in the new administration?
So it's very important, Urs, to remember one person picks who's in the administration, President Trump. What we did as a team, we had a great team. Susie Wiles put together an excellent team for transition. And in that transition, we had former people who've worked closely with the president over the years interviewing the various people who wanted to serve in major roles. So we interviewed them, we scored them, we made sure that the president knew who was on board with his agenda. And so he's got a fantastic team in place, totally committed to improving the plight of America and the relationships around the world. And this is going to be good for Europe.
What will be hopefully good for Switzerland is the new ambassador. And you know her very well. Her name is Calista Gingrich. She's the wife of the Republican revolutionary Newt Gingrich, very well known of the Republican Revolution in the 90s. Can you tell a few words about her and what Switzerland can expect under her reign in the U.S. Embassy in Bern.
Yes. Yesterday, my wife and I, Margaret Ann and I, had a wonderful lunch with Newt Gingrich and Callista Gingrich, the incoming ambassador. Ambassador Gingrich and I went to ambassador school when I went to Switzerland. She went to the Vatican. Newt Gingrich is a longtime ally and friend of Switzerland. She actually has family heritage in Chur. So she has a Swiss heritage. She understands the Swiss culture and the people, and she loves Switzerland. I am so encouraged and eager to see the work she'll do because she loves the country. She's committed to the bilateral relationship. We had a very detailed conversation about the trade issues and the many issues the Swiss care about, making sure that we build on the positive things between our two countries. And I think Callista, Ambassador Gingrich, will be a phenomenal ambassador at Blumenrein as she takes up residence and working in the U.S. Embassy and committing to making sure that the continued foreign direct investment between Switzerland and the United States grows and prospers in ways we haven't seen in the past 4 years.
Now, before this is going to take place, there will be the inauguration, and tonight, in a few hours, there will be the candlelight dinner.
Yes, yes.
And that's a very special event where only a few picked people can go, yes. Selected people can attend. And you're one of them with your wife, Mark and Margaret. And can you tell me, because you've been there before, 8 years ago, I guess, what is that like on that candlelight dinner?
So the president has developed, his team put together this dinner in 2016. It's an extremely elegant evening, a very small guest list, so that it's people who are very important to the team, who worked very hard, supporters, donors, CEOs, business people, the team that's coming into the administration, the cabinet. It's a smaller group, a black tie event, where the president can actually relax, enjoy, and begin the celebration for the weekend. And it is an extremely elegant evening where the president will make a speech and really thank the people who have been so important to his becoming president again after 4 years. So it's a really wonderful evening, and we're all looking forward to Margaret Ann and I will be there with so many other friends and seeing people we haven't seen in a while. So it's always great to be there. And a lot of Swiss will be there, actually. We have some good Swiss friends who will be there.
Well, that's encouraging. Thank you very much, Ed, for your time, and all the best in the future. And, you know, we wish for good bilateral relationships.
So I leave on Monday, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for Davos. So I'll be back in Switzerland soon enough and back again in March for a trade mission. So I get back very often and can't wait to see my good friends back in Switzerland.
Always welcome. Thank you very much,
Thank
Ambassador.
You. Thank you.